In October 7 in the morning, I went to the shul. I'm in Gabai, and I came with the candies for the kids for Simchat Torah, and my phone was in my house. And that the reason that Eitan called to my brother, okay, and not to me, because he knew that I don't have a phone on Shabbat. And about 4 o'clock afternoon, I came back from the shul after davening, and I opened the door, and all my family was crying. My wife, my children, and I asked, what happened? What happened? And they said that Eitan is missing. And I remember that I took my two girls and I told them that Arabs took Eitan and they give him a room and a bed and food, and they want to exchange him with Arabs that we have in our jail. That's it. And now we have to wait. We have to be strong, and we have to pray for Eitan, and we will see Eitan. To my elders, I told that we have a responsibility. We have a role, a special role. We have to teach the people of Israel, because after decades of Western liberal thinking, the default will be to think only about the hostages. But we are in a war. We're talking about the life of all this state. So if we want to continue to live here, we have to sacrifice. Okay? My responsibility is not only for my family and my relatives and my friends, but for all my nation. Look, when I went to the Second Lebanon War, I told to my wife, please, if Hezbollah kidnap me, do not release terrorists for me. And Eitan told us the same thing less than 1 year ago.
Really?
Yes. We were sitting in Shabbat table and my kids asked me about Shalit Dil. And suddenly Eitan told us that if he will take an hostage, he's not allow us to release him for terrorists.